This is the only sustainable way to grow and expand your coaching and speaking business. Now, sometimes you have problems in your business and you might have ideas on how to solve them, but how do you prioritize what to focus on? This becomes often the questions. And this is my process and how we have been growing and scaling our companies. We got now 5 businesses, 3 of them over the 6 figures mark. So how do we grow them and how do we expand them? Actually, all of them in the multiple 6 figures. So now the question here in this lesson of the week that I want to deliver is a process that I use. And when I find that I'm struggling and maybe there are problems, let's say that I don't have enough clients and things have been really slow, I'm then starting to look at, okay, what is the initial problem? This is the first step. What is the initial problem? And where are all the problems throughout the sequence? So let's say that I might have a problem in going to new leads. Maybe I don't have enough sales calls. Maybe I don't have enough people attending my webinars. So I need to dissect a bit what the process, because if the lack of results is the lack of sales, and this is the results that I have that I want to focus on, this is the lack of sales. But I need to dissect and walk backwards and see, okay, what is creating that lack of sales right now? Well, I didn't have enough people booking phone calls. Okay, but why didn't have enough people booking phone calls? Well, we didn't have actually enough people attending the webinars. But why do we didn't have enough people attending the webinars? Well, we didn't have enough people attending the webinars because we didn't do enough promotion. But I've done my promotion and maybe my list is not responsive as much. And the problem is that I actually don't have new leads and really like new people and a new fresh database that I can market to. That's the real problem. And so you can see that it's about 7 or 8 steps removed from the symptoms, which is the lack of clients and the lack of new leads. So instead of when you have a symptom in your business like lack of cash, or lack of motivation, whatever symptoms is expressing, like you're finding there, then you always need to try to go back and say, okay, what is the problem that is leading to those symptoms, and almost like diagnosing it and finding the solution. Now, of course, once you found that particular part and that particular problem, then you say, this is it. This is actually the real problem. Then it's time to start brainstorming solution and then finding one thing that you can focus on to change the trajectory and the direction. And if you think about it, you really want to grow and expand your business, the mentality is always solving the next problem. Because by the nature of fact, if you want to expand and grow, you will create by the nature of the business new problems that needs to find new solutions. So instead of focusing on I really want to achieve this huge goal, or I really want to achieve this big outcome, focus on that, but then see, okay, what problems do I need to solve along the way that will allow me to reach this goal with the least amount of friction? And that's how you can grow and scale your business sustainably. And this is what we have done over the years. I'm looking at the outcome. I'm seeing, okay, what are the symptoms that I'm experiencing that prevent me to have the growth that I want, and depending on the area of the business. Look backward and say, okay, what is creating this problem? What is creating this problem? What is creating this problem? And then start brainstorming solutions that I can put in place. So I'll give you an example. We had recently a situation where we didn't have enough people booking calls. And we said, well, the result was the lack of the sales that we wanted to achieve. This was the symptom that we saw. Then I walked back and said, okay, well, we actually don't have enough people booking calls. Okay, that's why we're not making the sales. Also, we don't have enough new people attending the webinars. So there is a pattern. Now it's like new people. That was the pattern, was lack of new people. I'm saying, okay, but what is creating lack of new people where we're not tapping into new audiences? Okay, but what do I do that allows me to tap into new audiences consistently? And my business model is partnerships. I use a lot of partnerships for them to promote our other people to promote our webinars and direct people to us. And that's our entire business model. And I know that if I don't have enough partnerships, then actually I don't have enough people on the webinars, which means I don't have enough sales calls, which means we don't have enough clients, which means that then we have cash flow problems. And so what I love about this process, it allows me to find what is the real issue. What is the real issue that I need to solve? And then this is where the tricky part begins. Because once you find what the real issue is, then what do? Then we need to start implementing the solution. But from the moment you implement the solution, most of the time there is a lack of time. It's not that you implement the solution and then immediately you get the outcome that you want. No, you implement the solution and now it needs to go again through these different steps that you have dissected. So you need to allow time for the solution to be embedded. And also you need to apply the solution more at volume because you have things to catch up. And this now becomes the game of business. Okay, what is the goal that I want to achieve? What are the problems that I'm experiencing that are preventing me to achieve this goal? What is the real problem that if I solve this one is going to have the biggest impact overall? And then trying to make things better. And that gets me to talk about the commitment to the process. A lot of time we are committed to our goals and we are committed to the results that we want to achieve. But we are not committed really to actually just sticking with the process until it works. I play basketball, I love sports. If I want to become a great shooter, I gotta shoot. I gotta train and I gotta shoot. And there is a lag of time from the trainings and the time that I put in the training to solve the problem, for example, that I have, to when it's gonna materialize in game scenarios. Because I need to put my rep, and I need to put the repetition, I need to allow things to assimilate. The same happens in business. And so there are two things I want you to get out from this lesson of the week. One, if you want to really grow sustainably, have your goal and have your vision, but then walk backwards and see what are all the problems that you're experiencing along the way that are stopping it, and then see what is the one solution that I can put in place that will allow me to achieve this goal with the least amount of friction. Whatever it is, this is a process, it's a way of thinking. And then after that, you commit to the process. After that, you commit to the process. And say, okay, my goal is to execute this process. And this is where things get tricky because now we are tempted, if we don't see immediate results, to write off the solution that we found without allowing it the time for the solution actually to come to fruition and to become better at creating that solution and manifesting that solution. And so this is where discipline comes into place. Okay, are you disciplined enough to now stick to that solution and really give it the best go that you can for a longer period of time to allow all the other steps and other pieces of the puzzle to come to fruition. Okay, I hope this was useful now because it's something that I had to go through this week with my team and my business and finding, okay, what is the problem? And then we look at, we actually didn't do enough partnerships. And because we didn't do enough partnerships, now we had a cash flow problem. And we didn't achieve the goals that we wanted to achieve financially. And then now I know what the solution is. So we went back to the lab, going into it and starting creating new partnerships so then everything else can fall into place. All right. Thank you very much for watching and thank you very much for listening. I cannot wait to see you next time. And also, if you haven't checked our training on how to get 10 to 20 clients on a consistent basis every single month, then make sure you check it out. The link is in the show notes or is in the comments. I'll see you there. And then until next week, always remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist.
And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.